Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's message series, Invisible. But first, here's his message, Making Prayer a Habit, Part 2.
Now let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, Chapter 6. We're talking about the real secret. The real secret as compared to the secret. A well-known book that is sweeping the nation. A book that suggests that all you need to do to get everything you want from health to wealth is to simply ignite the magnetic forces of the universe. That if you will pray to the stars or to your God or whomever, whatever you choose, that you being the center and the course and the force of life, a co-creator with God, can receive all that you need in life and everything that you want in life. This secret is no secret at all, but it is a bogus New Age attempt to rob from the hearts of believers as well as unbelievers the real secret, which is knowing God and connecting with God in a personal way. Jesus taught us that prayer is the real secret. And he gave us a prayer that you know perhaps as the Lord's Prayer, but it is a prayer for believers, a prayer for disciples, a pattern prayer, kind of outline for praying. It's certainly acceptable to pray the words of this prayer and to repeat it, but primarily this prayer is given to us as an example as to how we are to pray. Don't pray in these words, but pray in this way. And so verse by verse in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 down through verse 15, we have this incredible prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. I want to pray the Jesus way, the way that Jesus taught me to pray. In fact, I want to make prayer the habit of my heart. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, making prayer a habit. You know that first you form your habits and then your habits form you, both good habits as well as bad habits. Our lives are a result of the perpetual behaviors that we practice every single day. And the practice of prayer as a discipline, as a devotion, as a holy habit, a habit of the heart in your life is vital to your life, your physical life, your material life, your spiritual life. Making prayer a habit. If you're going to make prayer a habit, you must develop a spiritual principle in your life, and that spiritual principle is this. Before you ask from God anything, before you request anything from God, you begin with this spiritual principle of putting first things first. Remember, the prayer begins with Our Father who art in heaven, your name, your kingdom, your will. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 really wraps up this entire section. And you know, chapters 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew comprise the Sermon on the Mount. And so Jesus is summarizing this whole passage in verse 33 of chapter 6 when he says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, what things? The things that we need. All the things that we need in life, food and clothing and shelter and sustenance and strength. Put Jesus first in your life, and all of these things will be added unto you. And that is the principle that is here. God will not take second place in your life. The habit of your heart must begin by knowing him and seeking him first and foremost. But then we see a very simple request. Give us this day our daily bread. Just a simple thing to pray. To pray for bread each day. Give us. And we ask of God because He is the giver of all good things. He is our provider. He is our sustainer. He is our Father. Isn't it incredible to consider that the God of the universe, the Creator who put the planets in place and holds the universe together, that this God is interested in our simple request. Over and over and over again, we are called upon and commanded to pray. You say, why should I pray if Jesus already knows what I need, if He's going to provide everything that I need? Number one, because He's commanded us to pray. Number two, because this is God's way of our receiving what He delights and desires to give. And number three, it is because it expresses our dependence and our obedience to Him. Give us this day our daily bread. So look at the second part of this simple request. It is a personal prayer for God's provision, but it is also in plural. Give us this day our daily bread. And while it is totally appropriate and meaningful to pray one-on-one with God, this is a family prayer. And it is a prayer that includes not only ourselves, but it includes others. The big problem with the secret is you are the center of everything. You get what you want if you will just think hard enough and pray long enough. You are the center of the universe. When Jesus taught us to pray, He taught us to pray not only for ourselves, but for others. Give us this day our daily bread. And in this prayer, when we pray for daily bread, when we're thanking God for His provision, whether it be food, shelter, clothing, whatever we have, it ought to cause us to remember those who are poor and do not have what we have. Such a simple request, isn't it? Based upon a spiritual principle. That if you will put first things first in your life, then you can ask for bread and God will provide what you need. And again, bread is anything you need. And that brings us to God's satisfying provision. God's satisfying provision. Oh, how good it is for God to satisfy our needs. When He says here, pray for bread, bread, of course, is food at the most basic level. It is a staple of life in every generation and among every people group in the world. And so when we are taught to pray for bread, we are taught to pray for the basic needs of our lives. He did not teach us to pray for our daily greeds, but for our daily needs. The Bible does not teach us to pray for prosperity. I'm going to say that again. The Bible never teaches us to pray for prosperity, for luxury, for extravagance. God taught us to pray for our daily needs. Now, in Philippians 4:19, the Bible says that He is able to supply our every need according to His riches in glory in Jesus Christ. Yes, God gives an abundant life. Yes, God gives more and more than enough. But the spiritual riches that He gives are so much greater than any physical or material wealth that we may have. So we are to pray that God will provide the basic needs of our life. And if God chooses to give us more, hear me again, if God chooses to give us more, to whom much is given, what? Much is required. So we're not to pray selfishly, but to pray sacrificially. Jesus did not teach us to pray for our daily dessert, but our daily bread. And he will always provide everything that he has promised and everything that we need. When we pray for daily bread, it puts us in a position of absolute trust in God. Now, in life, we have this natural inclination, this proclivity to want security. We want things nailed down. We want our future secure. We want our provisions to be taken care of. And there's nothing wrong with planning for the future. The Bible teaches us that we're to plan ahead, that we're to prepare for winter, and so on. So this is, we're not talking about an appropriate amount of saving or investing for the future of your life and your family and the future of God's work on earth. But what Jesus is teaching us is that we are to live in airtight compartments of one day at a time. Give us this day our daily bread. Interestingly enough, this is the only time this particular word that is translated here, daily, is used in all of the New Testament. It is a very strategic and specific point of time. It means daily necessities, that we are to pray for the necessities each day, for what is needed to sustain life. And while we want everything, our future secure, whether it be our wealth, our health, whatever, we want to get that all taken care of, God has said, look, you are to trust me every single day of your life for anything and everything you need. Daily bread, daily strength. This is why we should never worry about the future. In this same passage, Matthew chapter 6, he deals with the subject of worry and anxiety and how we should never worry about what we should wear, the kinds of clothes, or what we're going to eat. He illustrates with the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. If God takes care of the birds, don't you know he's going to take care of the believer? If God raised the flowers as in Solomon's great glory, doesn't God promise to take care of us in beautiful ways that we could not imagine? So when we pray, we pray with confidence each day, trusting God a day at a time, 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 knowing that there's no need to worry, because worry is actually worthless, it's wasteful, it is assuming responsibility that God never intended for us to have. Worry means that I'm trying to play God in my own life, and my anxieties are freaking me out every day because I'm living in the future rather than living in the present. This is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so pray every single day for what you need as if your life depended on it, because it does.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Making Prayer a Habit, Part 2. Pastor, we have set a goal of adding 100 new PowerPoint partners. Can you tell us what a PowerPoint partner is?
PowerPoint partners are monthly donors whose faithful support has enabled us to pursue our core mission of preaching the gospel worldwide with increasing impact. Today, PowerPoint is broadcasting truth on TV in 113 countries. We're sharing God's love on the radio in over 800 cities. And over 5,000 people visit our website to watch messages full of biblical truth every week. None of that would be possible without our amazing PowerPoint partners. And that's what I am inviting you to be a part of today.
Call today and get invisible as our thank you for your gift. When you sign up as a PowerPoint partner, we'll also send you a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Unseen. call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. That's PowerPoint to 313131. Now let's get back to today's message, Making Prayer a Habit, Part 2.
So when we pray with confidence each day, trusting God a day at a time, 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 knowing that there's no need to worry, because worry is actually worthless, it's wasteful, it is assuming responsibility that God never intended for us to have. Worry means that I'm trying to play God in my own life, and my anxieties are freaking me out every day because I'm living in the future rather than living in the present. This is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so pray every single day for what you need as if your life depended on it, because it does. Give us this day our daily bread. Today, pray for what is necessary, both small and large. Trust every day for your life, your breath, your strength, your food, your clothing, whatever you need. And again I say, if God gives you more than you need, give it away. God has given you a house, share it with others. If God has given you a table full of food, invite others to join at your table. If God has given you clothing and the good things of life to enjoy, make sure that you're using these things not for self, but for the glory of God. This would affect the way we even spend our money, isn't it? Some of us are so in debt because everything we want, we run to the store and use our credit cards to buy it. How different would it be if before we pay, we would pray? If we would pray and ask God to provide for our needs before we just walk it through our credit line. And many of us are outside of the will of God in our stewardship and our giving because we're so in debt because we have fulfilled our wants and not our needs. May God help us to pray for daily needs. Now, I know that some of you are struggling to get by. Some of you got way too much month at the end of the money each month, and you're struggling. There are single moms and dads, single parents. There are kids that don't have enough. And I'm saying to you, if you will pray and trust God, He will give you what you need in His way and in His time. Trust God and He will provide for you. That's a promise. I have never seen the righteous begging bread, the scripture says. We don't need to beg for bread. We simply need to ask God to give us bread. And frankly, everywhere in the world where there is unassailable poverty and brokenness, it is where the Christian faith has not been applied and appropriated. But when the Christian faith is lived out among a people or in a nation, the principles of God's word will in fact provide. But we must go beyond the borders and do whatever is necessary. I'm so grateful for mission groups that are going out around the world and around this country to serve and to share the love of Christ and the greatest gift of all. The scripture says we are to pray for daily strength. As your day, so will your strength be. God has given us 24 hours each day, and in these airtight compartments of days, we are to live in the provision and the blessing of God. But having said all of that about God's meeting our physical needs and our material needs in His way, we need to be reminded in closing that physical and material things will never satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. This is why Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. If you believe in me, you will never hunger." Jesus promised provision not only now, but forever. And when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life, I am the bread of heaven," He is life itself. You cannot live life without Christ. There is more to life than food. There is more to life than stuff. There's more to life than bread. What matters most is that we feed our souls, that our lives are filled with His presence and His salvation. And so what you need to do is to receive His grace and His love for your life. What you need to do is to invite Jesus Christ into your life and to control your life and to fill your life, because He will never disappoint you. I heard about a lady who was late buying her Christmas cards, so she went to a store and bought a package of 50 cards and hurriedly signed them and sent them out. And she was aghast a few days later when she decided to read the card that she had sent, and it brought a Christmas greeting on the front, and on the inside it says, "Christmas greetings, gift to follow." Now there were about 50 disappointed people when the gift wasn't in the mail. But Jesus will never disappoint you. He will never fail you. And just as today is the day that God has given each one of us to enjoy and experience to the fullest, today, listen to me, today is the day of salvation. Today, God has given you an opportunity to pray a simple prayer and to ask and receive the forgiveness of sin, the presence of Jesus Christ in your life every day, and the promise of eternal life to be with Him forever and ever and ever. Because one day this life is going to end. Either Christ will come in our generation, or else He'll come to take us home. And you will live in eternity, either with Him forever or separated from God forever. And so He has died on the cross for your sins and rose again on the third day. This is the good news, that if you will call upon Him in simple prayer and childlike faith, that He will come to live in your life, be your Savior, your Lord, and your God. Ask, and you will receive.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Making Prayer a Habit, Part 2. The devil will stop at nothing to control your mind through lies, doubts, and fears that enslave you to sin and rob you of life. But you can experience freedom and victory when you let Jesus renew your thoughts with His truth. Dr. Jack Graham will teach you how in his message series, Invisible. This powerful resource is our thanks for your best gift today. And this month, we're asking for your help to meet an important goal of adding 100 new PowerPoint partners. If you become a PowerPoint partner with your first monthly gift today, we'll send you a special bonus gift of Dr. Graham's book, Unseen. This is the last day of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
The reason so many people are unfulfilled and dissatisfied with their lives is because they're not feasting, they're not enjoying the true bread of life, Jesus Himself. In John 6:35, our Lord said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." He and He alone satisfies the deepest longings of our lives. So, what about you? Is there a hunger in your soul that you haven't been able to satisfy? Is there a thirst deep down within you that nothing you've tried or done can quench? If so, I've got some great news for you today. Jesus, the bread of heaven, will satisfy the hunger of your heart. It doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done. Jesus is inviting you right now to sit at His table and to banquet with all of the joys of salvation and to experience eternal life. He says, "I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone will hear my voice, open the door, I will come in." And then He says, "We will sit down and sup together, we will share together, we will experience together life to the fullest." If you'd like to accept His offer of salvation, then pray this prayer. Believing in your heart, invite Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Just pray, "Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I turn from my sin and I trust in you. Be my Lord, my Savior, my Master, and my friend. Thank you for hearing my prayer and coming into my life and satisfying the deepest longings of my heart, giving me eternal life. Amen." Now, if you've just prayed a prayer like that, if you are inviting Christ into your life today, then let me welcome you into the kingdom of God. And I would love to be able to send to you some free materials that will help you get started in your brand new relationship with Christ.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Today, if you prayed that prayer with Dr. Graham and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we'd love to hear from you so we can help you begin your new life with Christ. Please call us at 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. And join Dr. Graham next time when he brings a message about how you can live with confidence in Christ. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.